Welcome back to the Pauline Chilton Show, where we explore the best of Tampa's real estate, lifestyle, and everything in between. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about what makes the Tampa Bay area such a great place to live, work, and play. There are several factors that make the Tampa Bay area a great place for business. One of the main reasons is its location. It is in the center of Florida and serves as a gateway to the Caribbean, Latin America, and the southeastern portion of the United States. The Tampa Bay area has a diverse economy with a mix of industries such as healthcare, finance, technology, and hospitality. The Tampa Bay area is also home to several major corporations that provide employment opportunities and contribute to the region's economic growth. Some of those companies are Fisher Investments, Cisco, General Dynamics, HDR, IBM, EPAM Systems, Novetta, Procore Technologies, Gartner, BayCare Health System, Public Supermarkets, HCA West Florida Division, and JP Morgan Chase, just to name a few. When we talk about economic stability and economic growth, that is my jam. One of the things people have come to know recently is that Florida is open for business. The local government here is supportive of businesses, offering incentives for companies to relocate or expand in the area. The Tampa Hillsboro Economic Development Corporation, the Pinellas County Economic Development Department, and the Pasco Economic Development Council are some examples of organizations that work to promote business growth in the area. The Tampa Bay area has a highly educated workforce, with several colleges and universities in the region, including the University of South Florida, the University of Tampa, and St. Petersburg College. This makes it an attractive location for businesses that require skilled workers. The quality of life in the Tampa Bay area is also a draw for businesses because the region offers a range of amenities and activities for employees and their families. From its beautiful beaches and outdoor recreation opportunities to its vibrant arts and culture scene and variety of dining options, the Tampa Bay area offers something for everyone. Tampa is a great place to live for young professionals for a variety of reasons. Aside from the fact that it offers a wide range of job opportunities across industries, Tampa has a vibrant social scene with plenty of nightlife, cultural events, and outdoor activities. The city is home to several pro sports teams, including the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tampa Bay Lightning, and Tampa Bay Rays. For the outdoor enthusiasts, there are boating, fishing, and beach activities. And for the foodies, there are plenty of dining and entertainment options at a range of price points. The Tampa Riverwalk is a scenic route along the Hillsboro River, offering peaceful spots to sit, relax, and enjoy the views. There are numerous yoga studios that provide a peaceful and calming environment for those looking to practice mindfulness and relaxation. Tampa has many parks with beautiful landscapes, walking trails, and quiet areas for relaxing and enjoying nature, including Lettuce Lake Park and Al Lopez Park. The city has plenty of options for those seeking solitude and peaceful experiences. Tampa has a strong sense of community and is known for being welcoming to newcomers. The city has a diverse population and there are many organizations and groups for young professionals to get involved in, including networking events and social clubs. Tampa offers a great quality of life for young professionals with a combination of job opportunities, community engagement, social activities, and a flourishing nightlife scene. Tampa is a great place to live for young professionals who want to be close to work and entertainment. The city has a variety of cultural events and festivals throughout the year, as well as numerous sports teams and outdoor activities such as hiking and kayaking. Tampa is a great place to raise a family for several reasons. Tampa's highly rated schools, both public and private, offer excellent educational opportunities for children. Several family-friendly attractions, such as Busch Gardens, Adventure Island, and the Florida Aquarium, are great ways for families to spend quality time together and create lasting memories. Tampa is home to several beautiful parks and beaches where families can enjoy the outdoors and explore nature. Tampa has a diverse and vibrant community with plenty of cultural events, festivals, and activities for families to enjoy throughout the year. Tampa has a vibrant arts and culture scene that is worth exploring. Several museums and galleries, including the Tampa Museum of Art, the Museum of Science and Industry, and the Tampa Bay History Center, showcase a wide range of exhibits and programs that cater to all interests. The Tampa Museum of Art offers a serene environment to explore contemporary and modern art exhibits. The Strass Center for the Performing Arts is a major hub for performing arts in Tampa, hosting Broadway shows, concerts, and dance performances. Also, there are several smaller theaters and performance venues throughout the city. Tampa hosts a variety of festivals throughout the year that celebrate art and culture. Some of the most popular include the Gasparilla Festival of the Arts, the Gasparilla International Film Festival, and the Tampa Bay Black Heritage Festival. Tampa has a collection of public art installations, including murals, sculptures, and other forms of visual art. The city also has an Art on the Block program that brings art and artists into the neighborhoods. The John F. Germany Public Library is a 140,000 square foot space that offers a calm environment for reading, studying, or working, with free Wi-Fi and a large selection of books, music, videos, audiobooks, a permanent art collection, and educational programs. The Florida Aquarium features over 7,000 marine animals, including sharks, sea turtles, and stingrays, making it a perfect spot for those who love marine life. The Tampa Bay History Center is a fascinating museum that showcases the rich history and culture of Tampa and the surrounding region. One of the things I personally love about Tampa is that it is a diverse city with a rich cultural heritage. This diversity is reflected in the city's arts and culture scene, which includes events and exhibitions that celebrate the traditions of different communities. Tampa's arts and culture scene is thriving and offers something for everyone to enjoy. Tampa offers a wide range of healthcare options to its residents. The city has several hospitals and medical centers, including Tampa General Hospital, which is the region's top-ranked hospital and one of the nation's leading medical centers. Other hospitals in the area include St. Joseph's Hospital, Moffitt Cancer Center, and the James A. Haley Veterans Hospital. Tampa has several healthcare providers and clinics, including primary care physicians, specialists, and urgent care facilities. There are also many options for alternative and complementary medicine, including chiropractors, acupuncturists, and holistic and preventative medicine providers. Tampa has several medical schools, including the University of South Florida Morsani College of Medicine and the University of Tampa's nursing program, which helps to ensure that the area has a strong pool of medical professionals. Tampa offers a wide range of healthcare options, making it a great place for people of all ages to access the care they need. Tampa is a city that offers a wide variety of opportunities and experiences for people of all ages and stages of life to call it home. Thank you for joining me on this show, and please tune in to the next episode of The Pauline Chilton Show as we explore more of what the Tampa Bay area has to offer. I'm your host, Pauline Chilton, a licensed real estate broker associate in the state of Florida with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Florida Properties Group. I moved to Florida for the warmer weather, to live a healthier, more active lifestyle, and I'm doing this podcast to document my adventures and share my experiences with others. I'd love it if you would follow me on this new adventure. Follow me on Instagram at Real Pauline Chilton for more content. Check out my blog posts on the show's website at www.thepaulineshow.com, where you can find this episode in written form, along with links to the websites of the places I've talked about. Listen to the show wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Until next time, take care.